Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about loving with truth, and kind of begins by, well, loving truth. And when we love truth, then we can love others with that same truth that we have learned, that we have accepted, that we follow. And the truth of God's Word, that kind of becomes foundational. It's the unchanging truth. It's the foundation of what truth is. Jesus himself said he is the way, the truth, and the life. And when we accept the fact that God's truth is ultimate truth, then we learn how to practice, we learn how to share, we learn how to love others with truth. Today we're going to look specifically at being guided by truth. And this is that element that kind of ought to help us to live life. It ought to help us to do, well, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, but to do unto others as God would have us to do unto them. And so when we look at Psalm 43, verse 3, the psalmist writes and says, "Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell." Many times we like the idea of seeking direction for daily life. We'll go to God and we'll ask, you know, should I do this or should I do that? Or probably more accurately, we'll figure out the plans that we like and we'll go to God and say, "God, make this happen. Bless my efforts. Lead me, guide me." But how often in reality are we willing to be submissive? Or do our prayers sound more like, "Lead me in the way that I want to go," rather than to "lead me in the way that you would have me to go"? It's a tough thing to surrender self and to say, "Lord, I'm your willing servant. Let it be as you have said." And when we learn to be guided by truth, we learn to seek God's truth, to let his love and his truth guide us. And the way that that happens most effectively is when we willingly, voluntarily seek that out. If I want my GPS system to guide me, I kind of have to choose to turn it on. I have to choose to listen to it. I have to choose to follow its instructions. Now, to be honest, with the GPS that I use in my truck, I'm not all that good at following directions. I use it more as a general guidance. I kind of pick and choose my own route, and it's consistently telling me to turn around or return to the route. Or because, well, there's things I want to see, there's things I want to do that aren't necessarily on the marked out path, that aren't necessarily on the way. And I think sometimes we treat God's Word like I treat my GPS. It's a good guidance system, but just in generalities. I tend to think we have that flesh desire in us that often turns off the road. We want to see something different. We want to experience something that's outside of the path that has been laid out for us. And when we come to God and say, guide us by your truth, we have to begin to ask, do I really want that? And the great thing about God's truth is it does, in a sense, act like my GPS. When we choose to ignore it, it's consistently there to remind us, to guide us, to convict us of the need to get back on the right path. And as I've said many times, the great thing is it always has a way back. The truth of God's word is designed so that we can know God, we can follow God, that we can pursue God beginning from wherever we are. Now, when we're guided by truth, that wherever we are ought to be in movement towards where we ought to be. And sometimes we take that as an excuse where God says, I can pursue him, I can love him from wherever I'm at, and I like it here, I'm just going to stay here. Well, that's not what pursuit is all about. That's not what walking with God is all about. This idea of seeking God from wherever we're at and finding him doesn't mean that he necessarily wants us to stay where we're at. It doesn't mean he accepts where we're at in life. Oftentimes he's calling us to himself to bring us out of the sin that we've chosen to like, to bring us out of a life that doesn't honor him. And when we're guided by truth, we're looking at the truth of God's word to determine the path that we take. And many times it's a figurative path, but there are times it is actually a literal path. That God's word, his truth, calls us to literally move from where we're at to where he would want us to be. Perhaps we've planted ourselves in the midst of temptation. And his truth calls us to flee temptation. And maybe we need to physically move so that we can be strengthened, we can be equipped. And it's not that we might not end up back there to help people, to reach people, to serve people, but that again has to be following God's guidance, not a choice we make because we like it there. And just as God's truth leads us. It's fascinating that there's times where God's word will tell us to, as I mentioned, to flee temptation, to run. There's other times that his word will tell us to stand firm, to resist the devil, and he will flee. And so when we consider what it looks like to be guided by truth, we have to be walking in relationship with God. Because he's the one that knows. where we're at in our journey. He's the one that knows what it takes to get to where we need to be. He's the one to know that knows the level of our strength, of our faith, of our endurance. And when we begin to interact with others, the way we treat, the way we love, the way we serve is part of that package that ought to be guided by the truth of God's Word. You see, this journey isn't simply about getting to heaven, about getting to eternity with Jesus. It's also about the journey itself. About the witness that we are, about the testimony that we give to others. About the representative of Jesus that we're called to be. And so when we live as one who's guided by truth, we allow the truth of God's Word to guide our journey towards Him, but to also guide our journey with Him. And so we pay attention. We love. And we learn by the truth of His Word how to love more accurately, how to love more effectively, how to love more honestly. And when we're guided by truth, we begin to see people like Jesus sees them. And when we consider God's treatment of us, His mercy, His compassion, His love, His humility, His service, we also realize within that is His correction, His discipline, His rebuke at times. Because love wants what is best for someone else. And even when it requires an endurance of hardship, an endurance of pain, an endurance of discipline, love carries us to that and through that. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask that we pray about how much we're really guided by truth, by the truth of God's Word. Are we intent on following its instructions to the best of our ability with the help of God's Spirit, or are we just kind of willing to leave it out there as just a good general guidance when I get lost? God's desire is that His truth would guide us every day. Every decision we make, that it would be based on a truth that He leads us in, the truth of His Word. And when we ask God to guide us by His love and His truth, He brings us to a place that is not just walking with Him in the future, it's walking with Him right now. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself, but Your love has not left us alone to wander. Your love gives us Your truth to guide us, to lead us, to direct us in the paths that we ought to take. And Father, today as we live life, as we encounter the crossroads of life where decisions are required of us, may we be mindful of how much we're listening. May we desire to be guided by Your truth. May we value the truth of Your Word.
so that it carries more importance in our decision-making than our own will, our own desire. Father, especially in regard to the way that we treat others, the way that we love people, the way that we serve, even the way that we correct. May we look to you continually. May our interactions with others be guided by the truth of your word. May our desire be that they would know you, that they would serve you, that they would follow you. And Father, help us to live in a way that makes your way not only desirable, but obvious. May we not just be those that point the way to Jesus, but may we be those that live the way to Jesus. Father, today, may your love and your truth guide us in every step that we take, in every thought that we think, in every action that we make. Father, may we be those who live sharing truth with others because we're guided by truth. Father, today I continue to pray for those that whose lives have been impacted greatly by Hurricane Ian, even as it crossed Florida and made its way back up the Atlantic coast and threatens others. Father, the devastation that is just hard to fathom. Father, I pray that you would bring comfort, that you would bring help through your people, that rather than being concerned about stuff, that we would be concerned about people. Father, give us a heart of compassion that knows the truth of your word, that knows the right times, the right responses. Father, in life in general, may the truth of your word help us to know when to say yes and when to say no. Father, for those that are suffering, so many have lost so much. I pray that they would see the light of your word through the help that your people give. Father, I continue to pray for those who grieve, for those who mourn, for the those that are near the end of this life, that your truth, your love, will guide them from here through eternity. Father, today, may we be more mindful of the way we walk, the way we live, the way we talk, the way we treat others. May we turn to you constantly so that our face is always toward you. And may we be guided by the truth of your word in everything that we do, so that we would lift up Jesus and many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.